I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Deshaun Watson was called a dirtbag. Many of us have been called buddy. Which is worse, dirtbag or buddy? The showdown you've been waiting for coming up in about 10 minutes, as well as your chance to be at the John McClain Toast Wednesday at the Houston Improv. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Mike Florio was on Sports Radio 610 last week. He threw out an interesting hypothetical in regards to Deshaun Watson. And much like the Odyssey family does, stories are shared on different platforms and in different areas. Mm-hmm. So 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland picked up this story. They made a post, and the comments are beyond amusing. And when I say beyond amusing, I mean beyond amusing. Here was the comment that had the internet going nuts, especially in Cleveland.
I was already thinking a one-year suspension before the events of the past 8 or 9 days. Now I'm thinking paid leave followed by a one-year suspension. And the length of the paid leave is going to depend upon how long these cases linger. It could be a year of paid leave, and then it could be a one-year suspension after that. It could be 2 years of paid leave. If he is bound and determined that he's going to fight every one of these cases in an effort to restore his good name, which at this point I believe is unrestorable, then it's 2 years of paid leave and maybe a suspension on the back end.
All right, so there you go. Mm-hmm. It was a reaction. It was a hypothetical. It was an interview. It wasn't a report. It was an opinion.
Right.
And it was posted on 92.3 The Fan's Facebook page. These comments are about as funny as it freaking gets, John.
They're trying everything. Everything.
Now, in the defense of the people of Cleveland, and I love the people of Cleveland, there are some people, both sides of the argument are, and much like in media and much like when people present information, the most extreme usually rises to the top when it comes what catches
no kidding
most attention. Here are some of the best comments from the Florio story on the 92.3 The Fan Facebook page. This is a guy named Jeff Hatrix. You will hear about him in a while because he was the one who got, I think there were like 96 responses to him. And a lot of times when you see that, the guy's going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it's not like just 96 people reply. This guy's going back and forth. This was his initial comment. If so, talking about if Deshaun Watson is put on paid leave and then miss a year,
right,
the Texans should send back half the picks. They enabled a ton of this. A lot like the whores at Penn State.
What?
All hushed until he asked for a trade. People say never, McNair. Well, then O'Brien, all day.
That is remarkable that he threw that Penn State reference out there. Now, to be clear, before we move on with some of these crazy comments, for Texans fans, no way the Texans trade is going to change.
Yeah.
Let's just establish that.
Yeah.
Now, I've said, and I still believe, the Browns might try something. I think they're going to try because they got their backs against the wall here and things have developed. Then he went on to say the Browns made their own bed.
No, this is the reply to him.
Yeah, the Browns made their own bed. Lie in it. And then it was asked, is this a serious comment? Why would they send back the picks? Cleveland knew what they were getting into, what they were getting. Browns should have gotten for free but overpaid in picks. Then to make matters worse, they gave the largest contract. They deserve every bit of misfortune. They asked for this. It just goes on and on.
So there were replies to Jeff. The Browns had a year plus to do the due diligence. They made the deal. They have Watson time to deal with the consequences. Jeff replied to this person. So by trading him, the Texans are exempt from everything they did, and it moves the Browns with the trade, even after criminal charges were dropped. Got it.
Good luck with that logic. If you run someone over and then move to a different state, you still ran them over in that state. It doesn't go away because you changed your address. So we've had this Jeff guy use a Penn State reference and a run-in someone.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Over.
Then someone said, you'd need to prove, all caps, negligence on the Texans' part. You would need to prove they knew exactly what was going on in that room, which is probably going to be very difficult. Right now, I'd be worried about Watson heading to jail.
Jeff replied, you appear to be in laughing gas. This screams of denial. Okay, Jeff. Fact is, enabling pushing these numbers far beyond players setting everything up solo. McNair may have slept at the O'Brien wheel.
And he said, high-profile people use NDAs for everything. Having an NDA isn't criminal. Don't be mad that we gave the farm to Caserio for a player that may not play 3 or 4 years total. And he went on after that.
That's not on Caserio. That's on your GM and owner. But pretending that you deserve draft picks is laughable. If they had traded Mayfield when he was worth something, you might have a number one in this year's or next year's draft. Have more people saying the Browns gave up the deal. Here's another conspiracy theory. The comments at 92.3 The Fam. Where do people get this stuff?
They're just spitballing. They're trying, like I said at the start, they're trying everything to make it better for their squad.
These are the comments at 92.3 The Fan in response to Mike Florio's hypothetical. O'Brien tried to stop McNair, but McNair let it continue after McNair Sr. passed away. His son turned the team loose and let them do what they wanted with no punishment. J.J. Watt said the owner knew and made no attempts. McNair may be disciplined, too, by the NFL.
Where did this come from?
Where did J.J. Watt come into this?
I've never heard this a day in my life.
How does J.J. Watt get into this? J.J. Watt knew and tried to say something?
A little drive-by there on J.J. This is one of my favorites. So the next time I walk into a casino and lose, I'll ask them for half my losses back. Doesn't make sense, does it? LOL.
Here's the next comment, and this is the funniest thing about this. This person took time to put a 3-paragraph post, but they clearly didn't take time to even read the story, and they tell on themselves very early on. The comments at 92.3 The Fan's Facebook page. Florio is so full of it. He's only trying to brandish his own weak credentials. He's got zero sources, yet 92.3 The Fan puts him on air at all times to throw out this hot gas. It's pathetic. First of all, this was a Sports Radio 610 interview.
Yeah.
So he wasn't on 92.3 The Fan. They did not have him on. And second of all, it's not a report. It was literally a question about it. And it would have said in the story if this person who took 3 paragraphs to respond had actually read the story and done the bare minimum,
right,
then you probably would have clogged things up a lot less and we wouldn't be making fun of you right now. Nothing has changed. Not a single piece of evidence. Not the findings from 2 grand juries. That looked at everything and couldn't even find 1 single charge to indict on. More women coming out attaching themselves to the same set of allegations, court filings with the same attorney. It's Florio pulling you-know-what out of his mouth without being pushed back on anyone at 92.3 The Fan. Again, well, it wasn't on 92.3 The Fan.
They couldn't.
You're calling out these guys. They weren't there.
They couldn't.
Watson is not getting suspended 3 seasons. Didn't say that either. Or anything beyond a single season, at most and unlikely for unproven allegations, particularly if they fail in the civil courts as well. Total irresponsibility on the part of 92.3 for airing this nonsense. Again, we have someone saying that 92.3 Fan aired the nonsense. They didn't. I don't even know if it's nonsense. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
We have allegations that J.J. Watt knew. O'Brien apparently knew and fell asleep at the wheel like he did at Penn State. Cleveland's crazy right now.
They're nuts.
Here's another one. If you want to hear a credible, all caps, credible interview, find the Andrew Brandt interview from Baskin and Phelps this morning. That's the midday show out there. Who said, all caps said, nothing has changed. That the Browns factored all into the equation and, all caps, only that more women are added to the same docket, which changes, all caps, nothing. Ask him about Florio's unsourced gas about a 3-year suspension. Delivered on 92.3's Willing Airwaves is clickbait. Again. All you got to do is click. He did not, like, when you talk about clickbait and you don't click and read clickbait, but you're still crying about clickbait, What are you doing with your life?
Exactly.
Sometimes you should click and read. That's the problem.
People want to craft their story about the source with whatever fits their opinion best.
Clickbait is not the problem.
Yeah.
It's people reacting without reading. That's the problem.
How do we have this long of a reaction to just the headline?
Stuff blows up because there's so many stupid people. These people are going at 923 The Fan. Who, God bless these guys. These guys are having to deal with what we dealt with for a year on steroids right now with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
And you're calling them out for this. You're saying Florio reported something. He didn't report
anything.
Never
was a report.
That's the like when McClain comes on and we have to talk about like, well, McClain reports this or we ask McClain his opinion and we make him get off the fence. That's way different. That's the problem. I honestly think at this point, with all the new ways in which people are teaching stuff, I honestly think you should have to take 4 journalism classes in college.
Or at least know what it is, like a media overview or something.
Like an intro journalism class would help a lot of people.
We get that.
Yes.
Why are you reporting this? I'm not. I fell into this last week on TexAgs, you know, the big website. I said, they asked me who I thought was going to be the quarterback. I said, I think it's going to be the freshman. From everything that I can see and have heard, I think it's going to be Connor Wegman. Well, there was a big banner headline on TexAgs. Lopez sources say it'll be Wegman. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Like, I did not say that.
I did not say that. People just jump on this. And then when you do report something, it's like,
what's your source?
Yes, exactly.
What's your source for that?
Oh, anonymous sources?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anonymous source. Yeah. I can't stand when people, like, there's a certain way. I honestly think everyone should have to do, like, an intro journalism class.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's a report, what's not a report? Read the story.
Yep.
You got to know how to, like, read how it goes, but that's why it's a fun time around here. If 92.3 The Fan had any integrity, they would screen.
Whoa.
Listen to this. They're talking integrity. You got a screen. This is someone throwing out the word integrity. If 92.3 had any integrity, they would screen Florio before he continues to embellish and add to his absurd, baseless claims.
How are you going to screen a guess?
It's like a clear attempt. A guess that you didn't have. It's a clear attempt to try and one-up the national media and become part of a story. Would a single host at 92.3 ask this guy who his sources are? Won't happen.
It's not source. I mean, it's probably source. A lot of opinions are source, but he's not reporting it.
Just unbelievable. We'll get more into these comments a little later on when we go around the NFL. There's all types of stuff, but my goodness. He wasn't even on their station, and these people, these loud people who are questioning integrity and all this type of stuff didn't even read the story. Not our problem, though.
Not our problem. Good luck, Cleveland.
Cousin Sal called Deshaun Watson a dirtbag.
He sure did.
Where does dirtbag rank among the condescending words?
I love old school insults that are direct with no gray area, no passive aggressiveness in it at all. I love that word, dirtbag. Kind of hard to misinterpret dirtbag, right? He called Deshaun Watson a dirtbag. That was pretty direct. There's no misinterpreting what he was trying to say. There's a lot of good straightforward words, then there's the passive aggressiveness.
There's no middle ground. Dirtbag is dirtbag.
Yeah.
Slimeball, there's kind of a, the way that I use slimeball, it can be an endearing slimeball or it can be a, like a total
depends on how
slime
you say
ball.
It.
Yeah, it depends.
Weasel.
Weasel, you know how I roll with weasel. Weasel's usually like ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, not that serious. I have D-piece. D-piece is just like the goofy guy you don't even want to be around.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Rick.
Yeah.
D-piece. Slimeball. I have some slimeball friends.
Slimeball, sleazeball, slime bucket. Kind of hard to misinterpret.
Buddy, though. The word buddy.
That's the passive aggressive.
I one time in a top 5 market did 2 hours on the word buddy.
I could believe that.
And we had like a condescending bracket. Buddy ended up taking it home.
Champion.
Buddy was the champion.
Passive-aggressive champion.
Passive-aggressive. I used it this week in a group text with you. I apologize, John.
Pal. Okay, pal. Cowboy. Chief. Those are all the passive-aggressive.
Right,
my wife calls me a pig from hell.
That's There's no middle ground there.
No, I know exactly what she's trying to say.
Here was Jim's and Juice podcast. Figgy Fig and Ryan Rocket talking about the word buddy, and they brought one of our Sports Radio 610 co-workers, Seth Payne, into the fold.
I have a problem with it, but it depends how you say it. Shout out to Seth Payne on 610. He say this a lot, but in a good way. When people call you buddy.
Yeah, yeah, buddy. Seth does that. And that bothered me at first too, man. Because when I used to produce their show, I feel like he was talking down on me when he said it. He's like, thanks, buddy. Got that audio ready? Thanks, buddy. I'm like, the f***?
He just called me buddy. I thought he liked me. Now, when
he calls me buddy too.
Seth calls everybody.
I think
buddy.
Seth was uncomfortable because he was talking about it being like a race thing. There's not a race. No,
it's not. It's not race related at all.
No, yeah. Not even a little bit.
But even Seth, and I know Seth likes me.
He's called me buddy.
Relatively
too.
Sure Seth likes me. Okay, buddy. Like for a half count, I'm like, I have to pause. Like, is that being sarcastic?
I think it's I think it's more like an older thing with buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think people below the age of probably 40 don't love it, but like an older you don't use it. Mm-mm. But like if you're using Mark Twain references on air, like Seth is, mm-hmm. or talking about like the Germans and like world wars and all that type of stuff, then you probably use the word buddy and you don't mean anything by it.
Seth is
going on 75. Like he referenced Mark Twain like 3 times in the last 2 months, so he means no harm by the word buddy.
Yeah,
but he does say it.
No, he does. But for like a half count, you got to go, oh, okay, he's just...
Oh, buddy?
He's just being Seth.
All right, thanks.
All right, pal.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude's fine.
Dude's cool.
Yeah. Man is fine. I say man a lot.
Bro.
That's right, man. Bro. What's up, man? Yeah, bro is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy, though.
It's kind of hard. That's a tough one to sell.
It's kind of a head pat.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.